Even though food and beverage processing plants undergo a range of food safety audits and inspections that are required by their customers and regulators, it is recommended that you conduct internal audits as well. Today on TAG Talks from the Etchison Group, we discuss why. I am your host, Lisa Lupo, and today I'm talking with TAG Director of Food Safety, Lacey Kazee, on the need for internal audits. Good afternoon, Lacey.
Hi, how are you today, Lisa?
Just great. So with all the audits and the inspections that food processors face, why is it important that they conduct their own internal food safety audits as well?
Well, first off, most of the GFSI schemes require internal audits as a program within their audit standard. Now, for those companies that are not running under GFSI, it's also a good idea to have an internal audit scheme just from a health check of your food safety system. This way, it enables you to get out there on the floor in the production environments and really see what's going on and test whether your system is working or not.
So what do I do? How do I conduct an internal audit?
Well, there's multiple ways to do it. I highly recommend one of the most important things is having a schedule. So you are always aware of what you're auditing and what is coming up to be audited. And this way you can actually plan your entire year out, whether you want to conduct GMP audits monthly, include some of your food safety programs and documentation audits along with those. And you can actually tailor your schedule every year based off of what is going on. So if you know you have an external audit coming up, it's a really great idea to get out there and do some of the internal audits in preparation for the external audit. So for example, if you have a GFSI scheme audit coming up, you can go out and ask some of the questions that are going to be asked from that standard for the GFSI. This also goes into play for the FDA and any other audits that might occur. It's a good way to practice and to get the employees on the floor involved and give them some ease and a little bit of comfort with being audited at any time.
So do I need to do anything to prepare in advance, or I just kind of go out there and start checking on things?
Well, it can be done several ways. A robust internal audit program includes a lot of prep time. So you'll want to gather your evidence, you want to gather your documents for whatever your focus area is. And it's a good idea to try and space things out. So you don't want to do a repeat audit very close to one that's just been conducted. And when you're spreading out the subject matter, it's really important to go to different places and talk to different people each time. You also want to gather the evidence from the most recent audit that was done or the last audit that was done on that subject matter. And that way you can tell what sort of gaps were found, as well as be sure to look that those gaps were closed, but you're not focusing on the same thing. So it's not always very repetitive. You have the complete gambit of a program to look at. And so that way you really are able to focus in on small details that external auditors might also see. And it's important because that way you can call out the gaps before the external audit happens. And if you're able to fix them, that's great. However, if an external auditor were to come in and see something that was found in an internal audit, you can use that evidence to say, hey, our program found this as a gap too. We agree with you. Here's our plan for working on it in the future to close it out.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a great use. But it sounds like it can get a little complex sometimes. So does TAG help its clients? In what ways does TAG help with these?
Yeah, we definitely have the tools to be able to improve or build internal audit programs. We can help with implementation and training. We also can write the programs for a company or go in and do a gap assessment to see where internal audits might be failing. We also have some great food safety culture training, which is very important when it comes to internal audits. If you don't have the proper culture in a facility to understand why food safety internal audits are important, then your system is not going to be as successful as you want it to be. A lot of people see internal audits as just another quality audit or something that they might get reprimanded or in trouble for, but truly it is the company trying to self-improve. So it's very vital that employees and whoever is involved in the internal audit are very forthcoming with gaps that might be found.
Okay. So thank you, Lacey. But you know, before we end here, I would like to ask, what do you see as the most important aspect of the things we've discussed here? What's the one key takeaway that all food facilities should consider when it comes to internal audits?
I think it's a couple of different things, and they really do center around that food safety culture. Understanding and realizing that internal audits are there to help a system and making sure people are comfortable talking through and understanding the gaps instead of fighting against quality or, you know, operations versus quality. We don't want to have any internal audit findings. When you can shift that change into seeing internal audits as a good thing and something where it's going to protect your business and protect your brand and also make you more successful with external audits, then everybody really wins. It's very difficult to conduct an internal audit when people are not necessarily working with you or trying to hide things, which is really unfortunate. So I think that the important thing to take away is being able to integrate into that culture that internal audits are a necessity. They're here to stay, and they're going to only improve the company and the food safety programs.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Lacey, very much. And thanks to our viewers.
Appreciate
we do hope that this session of TAG Talks has given you further insights into internal audits and their importance. And know that you can call on Lacey or any member of the TAG team for questions or assistance at any time. And be sure to check out TAG's full line of TAG Talks videos on YouTube, particularly the food safety culture video that Lacey has referenced. And click to subscribe to stay up to date on all things food safety and public health from the TAG experts. Thank you.
Thank you.